Hi everyone, welcome back to Lala Beams. This is your host Lala. I just got done recording episode 9. I can't fucking believe it. Just a couple weeks ago, I decided to make a podcast. And I know I just said this recently, but this manifestation magic is real. People have been coming to me and it's so invigorating. I love it so much. And I just want to thank every single one of you who is listening to me. I don't care how little or much that is. I just appreciate your ears. And this episode was awesome. Oscar is a very interesting person and we just vibes, and I had a lot of fun, and I hope that you have a lot of fun listening to it. And I hope that you let me know what you think. So enjoy. Welcome to Lala Beams. This is episode 9. This is your host, Lala. I am sitting here with Oscar, and he has told me just snippets of some really interesting stories. He claims to be an indigo child. Is that true?
Yes.
So I was reading an excerpt when I was looking all this stuff up, and there was one I found that I liked. It said, "When the world sucks, as it does right now, we need people who can uplift humanity and lead us towards the light, or at least help us discover that there's a point to living on this third rock from the sun. Enter indigo children." Based on New Age concepts developed in the 70s, indigo children are thought to be divine creatures with supernatural powers who were sent here from God or the universe or whoever, fill in the blank there, and basically to upgrade life as we know it. So do you want to add anything to that?
I mean, until like 5 years ago, I didn't even know what, you know, indigo children were. I just knew who I was because there's not many people like me. And like, I've read up on it and stuff, and I was like, that's me. That's what I am. Like, I have those abilities. I have those powers. You know, ever since I was a little kid, I always thought I was different. And like, the only people that kind of like I could talk to about it were my grandmother and mother, and they're not here anymore. So like, until recently, like, I found Graf. He's another indigo child, and a few other people on Instagram. But before that, I didn't, you know, other than my daughter, you know, she's the only other one that I, you know, believe is an indigo child that I know personally, like in real life.
Have you ever met people who have claimed to be that you feel are being untruthful?
I mean, nobody's ever claimed to be an indigo child, but like, I've seen people like, you know, like false prophets, like you see people in churches and stuff. And I could just sense their like, their aura is like, it's fake. It's not genuine. I could feel it.
Right.
Yeah.
So tell me a little bit about you. How old are you now?
I'm 34 years old. I live in South New Jersey at the moment. You know, it's a pretty sucky state. It's a blue state.
Is it sucky because it's blue, or does it just suck?
I mean, like, everything is like mask this, mask that. And there's like, you know, there's nothing to do. Like, you go to bars and like, they're like, you think you're like a clinic, like, oh, 6 feet apart, you got to sit at tables, you can't stand at the bar. I'm like, what?
It's so bizarre.
It is.
I just got back from Texas and there was live music, and they were probably more lenient than other places still, but there was a big sign saying no dancing. It's like, what? Like, what if I'm here with my, I don't have a boyfriend, but if I was hypothetically there with my boyfriend who lives with me and I kiss, like, I can't dance with him. Like,
it makes no sense. Like, I went to a restaurant a few months back and they're like, you got to have the mask on. Just got to cover your nose. And then as soon as you sit down, you could take it off. It's like the virus doesn't, it's like anywhere between 4 and 5 feet in the air. It's not there, but anything above that, the virus is all there. So makes no sense.
I just don't get how people don't get that.
Well, they're so indoctrinated, you know, like,
right.
Like I've told you about like my issues with my dad. Like, he's a smart guy, but he's so indoctrinated. Like, I'll show him stuff about masks, and he'll be like, son, they work, son. I'm like, dude, they don't work. Like, I even showed him videos. Like, you see all the, like, the pores and stuff coming out? Like, he's like, no, it still protects a little bit. I'm like, well, you continue to wear it then. Like, I like breathing fresh air.
Same. Yeah. So, are you originally from New Jersey?
I'm originally from Philadelphia. But Philadelphia and South Jersey is like a hop and a skip.
Yeah,
like, you know, yeah.
I've been to Philadelphia. I've been to the Poconos.
Yeah, Poconos is dope.
Yeah. Do you watch It's Always Sunny?
Bits and pieces of it. Like, I was never like a super fan, but like if I needed a laugh, I'd go watch a couple episodes. Yeah.
Some degenerate humor for you.
Oh yeah, I mean, like, there's a lot of degenerates in Philly like that. Like, this full of degenerates. Yeah, and Philly's like turned into such a shithole. Like, it's bad. Like, when they had the riots over there, like, they had the riots, and like, you know, a friend of mine called me, like, hey, can you come pick me up? I'm stuck in the middle of these riots. And I drove over there, and there's people like stealing ATM machines and shit. Like, the cops aren't doing nothing. I was like, what the hell? This is crazy. Like, they don't care. Like, Philly, they don't care. You could shoot someone in the middle of the street, and the cops won't do nothing.
When I was there, I remember my friends left me at the bar and I had to walk home by myself, and I was scared. Like, I'm not really scared in any city, but I could just tell it was not safe at all. And so you said that you grew up in a town that was like the oldest settlement in the US. So was that in Pennsylvania then?
No, that's I moved there like when I was like 5 or 6.
Okay.
It's called Swedesboro, New Jersey. And it's got like one of the oldest houses in or oldest cabins in the United States. And it, like, I think they found it in like 1400 something. Yeah. I mean, it's a pretty cool town. It's a, you know, it's a lot of like, you know, mysterious stuff about it. Like, I'll say that. It's a lot of woods and like creeks and stuff. A lot of, you know, weird happenings.
Yeah. I was walking through the woods. I think it was actually in Massachusetts though, and me and my friend kind of got turned around and lost. I think it was like the never-ending woods, and we forgot which way we came. We were thinking we were probably gonna like just get stuck there overnight, and I kept thinking we're gonna see like the ghost of Paul Revere.
I mean, there are a lot of ghosts in this area for sure.
Yeah,
a lot.
Yeah. So have you ever, I mean, I know you have a bunch of stories like that. So do you have any ghost stories that you want to, that comes to mind?
I mean, like the thing about ghosts, like, it's nothing spectacular. It's just like, they're like lost souls. Like, you know, cause like the ones that don't move on, they have like, I guess they have something, you know, they
unfinished
need to
business.
Unfinished business. You know, they just like linger around, like, and you know, it's almost like looking at someone through a filter, like where like kind of fade you out a little bit. That's kind of what they look like. But you know, I've seen like relatives, like when they passed away, I've seen their ghosts and stuff like that.
Wow.
Like my cousin died, and I seen his ghost in the backyard, like sitting like next to the pool, and stuff. It was pretty far out.
Wow.
Yeah.
So it looks like their physical body that you knew, or was it just a feeling?
No, like, you could get a feeling. Like, even if I can't see them, I'll have a feeling. But like some, like, I don't know, like, I don't know how to explain it, but sometimes I could see them, like, almost like, it's almost like flashing like a real bright light on them. You could like see them, you know, you could see them, but it's like, it's almost like they're faded, but it's like bright. It's like a bluish kind of glow.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you mentioned to me that you grew up as a Jehovah's Witness.
Yes.
So what are you, well, first of all, what are your beliefs now? Like, are you religious at all?
I'm a spiritualist. Like, I believe in, you know, I believe there's a higher force. I don't know what it is, who it is, he, she, her, you know, I don't know what it is, but I believe there's something out there. I don't believe in man-made, you know, religion.
Yeah,
even though I won't, you know, disrespect people for their beliefs, but like, you know, it's not something I believe in anymore.
That's where I am too. It's really hard when you see things that way to go back.
Like I have an uncle who's like still into religion, and like he'll be like, oh, well, you know, he's like, you know, he like tried to preach it to me. I'm like, dude, like back in the like 900s or whenever they wrote the Bible, you know, they didn't have TV, they didn't have any entertainment. All they did was read books. You know, if you had that same logic now, you would think Harry Potter or Lord of the Rings was the Bible, you know, because they all kind of sound the same.
Yes. So Jehovah's Witness, I don't know much about them. I know they don't celebrate birthdays. Is that right? Like what?
Because of John the Baptist, because like he got his head cut off and served as a birthday gift to like some princess or queen or something like that. That's why they don't celebrate
That's
birthdays.
why.
I
Okay,
mean,
what?
basically they're Christians, but they don't celebrate holidays. The only holiday they celebrate is Jesus' resurrection, or it's about to come up at hello.
I'm still here.
Oh, no. Yeah, it's about to come up at the end of this month. It's like the Passover. That's what they celebrate. They don't, you know, there's no Christmas, no nothing. It's just the Passover. And you know, they like growing up, like they would like make you do like speeches and like preach. Like it don't matter how old you are. I used to hate going to church, but they call it Kingdom Halls. Kingdom Halls.
Right. So and you have to go like around the neighborhoods and
Oh yeah, that's the worst. Like I would always like I would always like they call them like, they don't call them, you know, they don't call them pastors, or they call them brothers or elders, and they would always like try to get me to go in a neighborhood where like I went to school. I'm like, no, I'm not trying to go knock on none of my classmates' doors or my friends' doors dressed up in a suit. That like they were like petrify me. Yeah,
That's
like
so
that happened to me
strange.
once. Yeah, it is strange. Like I would never put my daughter through that. You know, they knock on your door and like you got to like give them a whole little speech. Like, do you know your Lord and Savior Jehovah? Do you want to go to the, you know, to the new world, you know, where lions can lay with lambs and blah blah blah. You see your dead loved ones, and I'm like, oh yeah,
That sounds nice. It's like
I mean,
same. I always get when I was younger, I used to always be walking up to the store, like a Walmart, for instance, and they would be have these things out, stress tests or something like that, like free stress tests. And it was like this electronic machine. So I would just be like, okay. And then here comes the Ron Hubbard book because I grew up near the world headquarters of Scientology. So it was like, damn, you stuck me in that quick. Like, yeah, I'm fucking stressed. I'm alive, aren't
I mean, that's another like that's a weird religion. That's like
It's
really weird.
very weird. And I used back in the day, I probably could rattle off a bunch about it because I looked into it a lot. I know that they have something, I forget what they call them, but they have like ships where they put children out there and they like everyone's children are like theirs kind of thing. And then they put them to work. They call them something, they have a name for them, but they're all on the boats and they do like free labor and stuff like that.
Well,
And
that's pretty
then
far out.
there was a documentary that came out recently about someone who, was whistleblowing on all of this stuff. And I remember specifically there was one time where they had this lady and they found her dead and they would refuse to give her medical treatment and they were trying to do like holistic Scientologist type shit. And she had like cockroach bites all over her and like they just like left her there to die. So
That's crazy.
I don't know what they believe. I know they believe in like some kind of alien, but I think it's all just a made up story to funnel money, essentially. It's just a tax.
I mean, like I see that like it's a lot of rich people, like a lot of like movie
Tom
stars and
Cruise,
stuff
John
like
Travolta.
I mean, like it just seemed like someone was bored and just like threw darts on the board and said, "Yep, aliens, volcano, spaceship. All right, that's the, we got a religion right there."
And I'll tell you a secret for $500,000 more. We'll tell you the next chapter.
But the
anyone
crazy
want to
thing
start a
is,
religion with me?
There's a lot of like I was listening to a podcast last year, and there's like a lot of people like join cults and like they do these like weird religions and stuff like that. And what do you know the one? What's the one that was in like South Africa? Like the dude brought everybody from America over there.
No,
I'll remember because like my aunt's first husband, his two kids before he got married to her. Their mother took them over there, and they all drank the Kool-Aid and died.
I'm just looking it up. Was it the Jonestown Massacre?
Yeah, Jonestown Massacre. So, like, my cousin's older two sister siblings that they never met died over there.
Yeah. What?
Yeah.
Okay, so they were part of the cult?
Well, their mother was, and the mother brought them over there.
Oh, my God. Wait, who was that to you?
My aunt's husband, her first husband, his two kids. Well, my uncle's kids. I mean, he's still my uncle. But
wow. Yeah. That was kind of close to you. It was not like a distant relative. Jesus.
Yeah, like 6 degrees of separation. I got lot of it.
So do you know about the massacre? Like what the story was?
I mean, he was just trying to, you know, like make himself seem like a god or something like that. And, like, you know, he had these followers and it was just like weird. There was like, I really can't explain it. I haven't like read up on it in a while. But
did,
like, I know
did they know like that they were going to die, I guess. Is
yeah. Like, I think like, they're like, yeah, they're going to go to like a higher plane.
Okay.
Higher plane of existence. Okay. Yeah.
It's like, haven't you guys heard of this before? They've done it a lot.
Well, they had the other one, like Heaven's Gate or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
They all wore white Nikes. They all wore white Nikes and like sweatsuits and stuff. And they
so odd,
weird. Yeah.
Yeah. I was watching. I forgot. I just watched this movie about that too. It was about a cult.
Yeah. Oh, like Waco. Waco was a cult.
Yeah, I haven't seen that one or the show.
That's actually, that's a great show.
Really?
I mean, it's kind of fucked up what they did to them. The cops they should have went to prison for that.
I don't know the story.
Yeah. I mean, it's something about him having guns or something like that. And like a bunch of like people living with him on the compound. You know, I think it was like the ATF. ATF was after him.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
So the government fucked the citizens. Is that where you're
talking about? The government killed like over 70 people, I believe. Women, men, and children.
You know, and people still today trust the government for some godforsaken fucking reason. I don't understand it.
I worked for the government for almost 8 years, and I don't trust them not even one second.
Yeah, and it's not like every single person who works for the government is a fucking mass murder killer.
No.
Our government,
I mean, the government
in general is.
Yeah, I mean, they hide, even at low levels of government, they hide a lot of stuff. There's a lot of weird stuff going on.
Well, that judge that just got, did you see that? He was like the children's judge. I think it was, I forget what state it was in, but he also was sitting on the council for like the drag queen in elementary school thing. Did you see that?
I heard about it.
Yeah, and he got arrested with child pornography charges.
Oh yeah, they posted this picture online.
Yeah,
I think people were making memes out of it, like,
dude,
you know, like
disgusting.
Hang on.
Disgusting. Yes. Yes.
That is gross.
Cut his dick off first.
Yeah, I mean, I have no sympathy for pedophiles at all. Not one. They should all get a lead bullet, and you know, our taxpayer money shouldn't pay for them to be in jail. I shouldn't have to pay money for them to live.
Yeah,
you know,
or inject them in some humane fucking way, either.
Yeah, I mean, they, you know, like, I've talked to, like, other liberal people about this, like, well, maybe they were hurt when they were a kid.
You know what? It's really funny how much sympathy they have when you talk about capital punishment, but they don't give a shit about late-term abortion or literally anyone else dying. Only a fucking rapist and a murderer getting put to death. That's when they start caring about human life. Fuck off.
Yeah, you know, it's like, you know, God forbid you talk about like abortion being bad. They you know, they call you all types of names, try to dox you. You know, it's
like
crazy.
To be honest, I'm pro-choice, like, but I'm pro-choice to a point. After a certain point, you know, and my opinion on that changes sometimes because I do feel like
I don't know. I think about it a lot now. And I was just talking about this last night in like DMT. I think it was like 49 days is when when they believe that the soul enters the body, because that's when like your pineal gland is formed, and the Tibetans, that's what they believed. And that's also the same day that you can tell if you're a female or a male. So, and that's really, really early on in pregnancy. So if I had
first trimester,
right. I just think there should be a really strict cutoff for it.
I think so too.
And I don't think it should be celebrated. I think it should be something that is taken very, very seriously, you know? So
the crazy thing is, like, if someone goes out and kills a pregnant woman, whether she's one trimester, two trimesters, or three trimesters, they get charged with double homicide. But if you get an abortion, you get off scot-free, get to go home and go, you know, thought it up again, you know?
Someone came in, I think I made a meme or something, and someone in my DMs was like, what is a thought?
It's like, the hood owns this. That's, I think that's what it stands for.
Oh, I thought it was that hoe over there.
Well, that could be that too. I mean, it could have multiple meanings.
We'll claim both.
Yeah.
It's some fucking hoe.
Yeah. Like, my thing about that, like, I think as an adult, you should have some, you know, shred of accountability when it comes to your body, you know? Yeah. You know, like, if you know you're going to be like having unprotected sex, you know, at least go get a plan B. You could get them for $10 a pill on Amazon.
And then it's like, you know, some people get raped. Some people have failed birth control, you know, and there's a lot of, that's why I'm not completely against it. So I don't think that if someone got raped, that they should be forced to have that child. But I do think that, you know, you should be aware of your body in the sense that, like, when you miss your first period, you know, go figure out your shit, you know? So that's kind of it's a hard topic. It's a hard topic.
It is. And, I mean, there's different variables.
Right. But my whole point is, I don't think it should be glorified. And I think that it should be, what we were talking about, the double standard, capital punishment. Yeah. So don't feel bad for the rapists and murderers, but then not give a shit about unborn fetus. Like, you can't have them both. That's my point.
Yeah. Like, I've never got that. Like, oh, well, they must have been mistreated when they were little. And now they, you know, they're taking out their past, you know, things that harmed them in their past, and they're putting it on other kids. That's not an excuse. You know, once you get a certain age, you know right from wrong.
It's like the same thing with, the Hollywood. They are a victim to a certain extent, you know, if they're getting MK Ultra'd. But then where's that line, like, where they start being evil on their own? Or is it ever, like, if you've been MK Ultra'd from birth, you know, are they just victims? I don't know. But I like to think about the philosophy of things.
Yeah. I mean, well, the mind is a very complex thing, for sure.
It's not black or white, right?
No.
So you also said that your family is Democrat, mostly.
Most of them, most, yeah.
Okay. So see, I grew up not talking about politics whatsoever. My mom is I'm first generation American, so my mother immigrated here legally. Mm-hmm. By the way, it's possible.
It is possible.
And my dad too, he's also an immigrant. He actually served in the military, and I didn't grow up hearing about politics, caring about politics. It never was a conversation in my household. So the weird thing is that pretty much everyone in my entire family, you know, voted for Trump, and we all, without talking about it, kind of thing. It's just, you know, but
like, hush, hush.
well, we talk about it now, but it's just weird that we all ended up at the same place, I guess, is my point. So growing up with Democratic family, were they talking about it a lot in your upbringing?
I mean, Not necessarily. I guess like when like Obama like got elected, that's when people like started talking. Like, well, my dad was always watching like you know, CNN and like all those like talking head shows. Yeah. Yep. But it was like never like a super serious like conversation until I got like until I was an adult.
So your dad did watch like the news growing up, and it was always CNN. You remember that?
Like CNN, and like I'm trying to like think of names and stuff for people. You know, like he would never watch anybody Republican. I could say that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I remember who was Obama against. One of the times it was
McCain, and another one was you know, that knucklehead from Utah right now.
Romney?
Yeah.
I don't remember. See, I know I was old enough to vote, but I didn't, like, I remember McCain, and I was like, fuck that old guy.
Honestly, like, you know, when you're younger, when you're in your early 20s, you really don't even give a shit about politics.
You don't give a shit. You just vote because you're made to believe, like, that it's your civic duty, even though you don't know shit about fuck.
Yeah. And I'll put it like this. Like, oh, my bad.
No, go ahead.
Now, this is my first year voting Republican ever. Ever, like, because before, like, you know, I would always like I didn't know how deep like the rabbit hole was with politics, and like, oh yeah, Obama, he's a great guy, you know, he talks really eloquently, he's a, you know, real snazzy dresser, you know, he's real nice.
They pandered to the younger.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly.
But like, I don't think that if you voted Republican back then, it would have even made a difference anyways, because they were all pieces of shit. I mean, look at McCain.
Yeah,
he was literally put to death for treason. So
yeah,
you know, and they already knew Obama was going to win. As we know, elections are fucking fraudulent, and our vote never fucking mattered.
And like, Obama's another one. Like, I don't even know if that's his real name. What's it, Bobby Sotero or Barry? Like, supposedly he's like a billionaire or something like that. And
I've also seen that he's related to Hitler. I forget the relation.
Yeah, his mom, grandmother. Like,
yeah,
his mom's mother. Yeah, yeah. I mean, like, I'll say this, like, when I work for the government, like, they, like, I went through, like, testing where, like, it's, like, where, like, you could, like, behavior detection. Like, I could look at people, and, like, they put two people, like, standing right next to each other that look almost identical. Like, they look like the same person, but they weren't the same person. So, like, part of me is skeptical, like, when I see pictures of, like, his grandmother next to Hitler. The ladies look alike, but they might not be the same person. You know, I'm just playing devil's advocate.
And same with I love devil's advocate, actually, so feel free to say anything you want on here. But it wouldn't surprise me, I guess, is my point. And Occam's razor, you know, I was just talking about that last night, like, what if the simplest answer is the real answer, and that we really are all conspiracy theorists? Like, wouldn't that be funny?
That would be funny. I mean, like, I've always kind of been a conspiracy theorist, even like with like 9/11. Like, I was like Zeitgeist, the movies, I watched all those, and like, my dad was like, oh, that's no, yeah, he's like, that's no way that could have been real, son. I'm like, dude, like, you, like, you know, jet fuel doesn't melt steel beams, bro. Like, you know, like the way, like, the angle of the beams were like sliced, like they looked like they were welded. Like,
I just did, I don't know if you listened to the episode with Charlie that I did, but we talked about 9/11. And first of all, I wanted to say I haven't watched it yet. There's a documentary, Fabled Enemies, that my friend told me about today. So I haven't watched that yet, but he said there was new information that he hadn't heard before about 9/11 specifically. Mm. But I said, I'm kind of burnt out on 9/11. It was really heavy to talk about during that, and what we talked about was the Hutchinson's effects. Like, have you ever heard of this
in relation to 9/11? I've heard of it. I don't know exactly what it is. I've heard of it, though.
Okay, so basically what it is, it's Tesla technology, and this lady, Judy Woods, she's a scientist, and if you looked her up, she goes with the approach, I don't want to talk about the motive and any of the corruption. I want to talk about the science and how this is irrefutable, that this is exactly what happened that day. And apparently she is like a forensic scientist for buildings specifically. So when something like that happens, she's done it for years. And she said that the only thing that that could have possibly done, because of all of the weird phenomena that happened, like for one instance, paper was not being burned, was that it was energy-directed technology that had a, such a high frequency that it basically destroyed it on a molecular level, that every single thing of steel mixed with thermite went to a single atom and it was just dust. And so when you look at it, you know, everyone said controlled demolition. We all knew it wasn't a plane because jet fuel.
Yeah.
But then the controlled demolition didn't make sense either, because you see that and it implodes on itself. This turned to dust. It was pulverized, you know? Yeah. So it, I've never heard that before.
Well, I mean, like another thing, like I heard, like, I think I was, I think it was on Zeitgeist. They said the planes had no people on it. Like the, they did like a close up of the plane. There was no windows. And like, they had like some, there's like some like little device on the bottom of the plane. Like, it was weird. I was like,
see, where, so, where and that's what we talked about, that they could have, they could have accomplished that frequency by a plane driving by or potentially hitting it.
Yeah.
And
exactly.
So I think, I don't even think, it's like, I know that's what happened after watching this.
Yeah.
So, and it's just, yeah, that day is super heavy. So was that your first red pill?
Yeah. Even though I wasn't like completely red pilled, like that was like my first thing, like, damn, the government really don't give a shit about us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you go through these, you go through these phases. I mean, now I don't, like, now when I, something happens, I'm just like, fuck, fucking false flag government
involvement.
But before you're fully to that level, you kind of go through phases. You hear about the event, you're distraught, like most of the population. You cannot believe something like that happened. And then you follow the propaganda and the, and you know, whatever the news tells you, and you just take that for fact. And then the difference between just regular people and people like us is we keep digging and looking at it. And then we hear this and we hear that, and we're like, well, that doesn't add up. Why? And then you just keep looking, and then you find out, you know, it's, it, it doesn't make it any easier. Like, and it also makes it harder on people like us to be like, you know, to tell my friends, for instance, like Black Lives Matter doesn't give a shit and it's a corrupt
organization. Oh, they don't.
You know?
All right, but if you say anything about them, you're a racist. Oh, you're a racist. Like, I'm from Philly. Like, I actually lost like lifelong friendships over, you know, like disagreeing about Black Lives Matter. Like, people, they're like so entrenched in their thoughts, like in their like beliefs. And then when you show them like a shred of evidence that they're, what they believe is not true, they get all, it's like they try to go flight on you. Like, they try to take off.
That's the thing, is they named it Black Lives Matter so that people don't question it. And so that when you say this organization is corrupt, you automatically come off as a racist, because how could you say that? Well, you should be pissed too. You should be pissed, because they're fucking pandering and they're using it. And I remember when the George Floyd thing happened, I was listening to this YouTube channel that would just play music and all the ads would just donate. And then I remember researching it more. I came across this thing. It was the weirdest. I don't even remember how I found it, but have you seen those things where like George Floyd was a double, or like his legs were flat and it was like just not.
I've heard that. I mean, I don't know if I believed it at first, but after seeing Biden yesterday with the hand on the mic, I was like, oh shit, maybe that all that stuff is real.
When I first saw it, I was like, okay, this is a stretch. Like, this is a conspiracy theory.
Yeah.
And then I heard about other stuff too, where like this lawyer came out of Texas and was like, I knew the real George Floyd and he died like 3 or 4 years ago. And then he was silenced. And then, then I'm like, why wouldn't they just make up a random name? You know? So I'm not saying that's true or not.
It was like so weird. Like, first of all,
did
like,
you know
like,
that his, the guy who did his autopsy also did the autopsy for Jeffrey Epstein and JFK?
Oh, wow. Yes.
That's
a little normal. Strange. Yeah. And then, like, you know, his best friend is like a retired NBA player. and all this and all that. And then like, he's like a struggling like drug addict who can't find a job. I'm like, this doesn't make any sense. Like,
it still doesn't make sense. But yeah. either way, it started a race war.
Yeah.
You know,
and then he's a porn star too. I was like, damn, he's a porn star. He's friends with NBA players, but he's almost broken on the street. Like, this makes no sense.
Yeah, actually, I didn't hear about the NBA player, but yeah, it's fucked up because it's sometimes I think it's like, I didn't ask to know all of this. I didn't ask to be like, don't shoot the messenger. I'm just providing information that I found because I've actually done research on it. I'm not just like pulling this out of my ass. I know Black Lives Matter is a piece of shit fucking organization. Like,
oh, it is.
So that alone is enough for me.
Yeah, but they're Marxists. You know, they're Marxists. I think they went to Venezuela and were meeting with like the president over there. I'm like, why are these ladies meeting with foreign presidents? Like,
you know. And then also, did you hear, I forget her name. I don't even want to guess, but it's really easy to look up. I'll try to do it now. But anyways, she's on the board of Black Lives Matter and she was arrested for domestic terrorism for putting a bomb in the Capitol. And Bill Clinton actually pardoned her.
Oh, yeah. I know who you're talking about. Yeah. I don't know her name, but yeah,
I don't know it off the top of my head, but this is true.
Yeah. Yep.
And if you look it up, the fact checkers say everyone has a different opinion of what domestic terrorism is.
Oh, I hate that. Like, I'll post a meme with like Pepe the Frog on it and I'll get like a fact check and think about it. I'm like, what the fuck? This is crazy.
it's so comical. I mean,
we live in a circus, you know. Ringling Brothers, they stopped about like 4 years ago. Now, you know, we live in Ringling Brothers. You know, this is the circus world.
All I can do is laugh at it, I swear. So
yeah, it's a joke.
did your dad get vaccinated then?
No. I'm like, I keep pressing him. I'm like, dude, don't get it.
I did the same thing with my mom and she got it behind my back and she lied to me.
Yeah.
And we were having family dinner and my sister-in-law told me and I was like, she just told me she didn't get it because I was flipping out.
Yeah. Like, well, we had like a family dinner because like my dad came back into town from like, he was living in the Philippines with his wife, but he moved back to the United States. So like all my aunts and like uncles and stuff, and they're all like at the dinner table, like, yeah, we all got vaccinated. We got Johnson & Johnson. I'm like, oh, wow. So you didn't turn into a lizard person the next morning? And like my uncle's like got like a dry sense of humor. So it's like cracking up like, ha, ha, ha. And like starts making like hissing noises and stuff. I'm like, and like my dad, I'm like, dude, like, don't get it, dude. Like, it's not a vaccine. It's not even FDA approved. Like, you know, you don't know what the hell you're putting in your body. I said, you're healthy. I was like, you're 67 years old and all you got is a pinched disc in your back. You don't have any other underlying conditions. You do not need it. He was like, all right, son, I'll think about it. I'm like, all right, great.
Yeah, it's really sad. It's disturbing because when you know all that you know, and you're telling them this and then they still get it when they you know, they haven't done a second of research on it. So 9/11, obviously, probably the biggest red pill for our generation and anyone alive, really. Do you remember, you know, what happened after that? Like, were you just, cause even for me after, I still said fuck politics. Cause even though I knew it was corrupt, I was like,
I mean, 9/11, I think I was like in eighth grade and like I was like in math class when it happened and I was like, holy shit, what the hell's happening? Like, all right, everybody's going home, school's over for today.
and then I got home, you didn't realize how big it was.
I was like, holy shit, this is crazy. But, you know, like, it's like later on, like a couple years later, like you start like piecing everything together. I'm like, this does not make any sense. Like, you know, and like if you question anything, like you're like, oh, you're a conspiracy theorist, you're crazy, you're schizophrenic. Like, no, I just don't, you know, believe everything hook, line, and sinker. I don't take, you know, the government cheese and eat it. You know, that's not what I do.
Well, speaking of schizophrenia, actually, because I was going to say that. someone with supernatural abilities to normal people can be accused of being insane.
And oh, yeah.
I've had this theory about schizophrenia after I watched this show. I don't know if you've ever seen Undone on Prime.
I've heard of it. It's the one with the girl and her
dad. Yeah, and it's like animated.
Girl. Yeah, that's a great show. I love
that. Yeah, yeah. So she has schizophrenia, but she actually has opened up capabilities of her brain where she's able to essentially like time travel or like, you know, speak to her dad. I think he was passed away, right?
Yeah.
If I remember. So yeah. And I think that maybe some people actually are schizophrenic and they're not like that.
I think there's different degrees. I think that's just like a scientific name for it.
Yeah.
So like, you know, like people like, oh, sleep paralysis. That's nothing wrong with that. You're just, you know, you're just having a dream. I said, right. So keep thinking that. You know, right. I think that's just like the whitewashed name for, like, you know, having a gift, even though some people don't know how to handle that gift and they get really, really crazy and like wind up either dying or, you know, being put in a hospital.
That's what I mean. So if you, for instance, were going to the public and saying, oh, I can do this. Oh, I can see that.
Yeah.
You'd be certifiably insane if you tell the wrong person.
I mean, like in today's world, they're not a believer, if they're just like, I call them like mundanes, if they're just like a mundane person, they don't believe anything. If there's nothing, if you can't show them anything, they won't believe you. But like, what they don't realize, when you're on a higher realm or you have other capabilities, you know, like you can't show people. Like there's like, when like my dad was like, oh, well, you see ghosts, right? He's like, well, tell me, could show me one. I'm like, dude, I can't show you. I can't pull my eyes out of my head and show you, dude. Because he always brings up like this guy, the comedian, the Amazing Randy. He's like, if you could prove anything paranormal or otherworldly, he'll give you $1 million.
Who is Randy the Great? I don't really know who that is.
The Amazing Randy, he's like some like comedian who died, and he put like a wager out there, even like post mortem, his estate will pay it out if you could prove like with like physical evidence of supernatural, regardless of what it is, like Bigfoot, chupacabra, anything, you know, ghost, spirit, demon, angel. If you could prove anything or get any real like proof of it, they'll pay you $1 million.
I've never heard of that. That's kind of funny.
Yeah. Like I never heard of it until my dad told me. Then like I heard Joe Rogan said it on his podcast like last week when he was speaking to Robert Bigelow, that billionaire who owns Skinwalker Ranch.
Did you listen to the Penny podcast that I did about the MK Ultra?
I listened to like the first like 20 minutes, like, because I honestly, like, when I'm in my house, I don't get time to listen to anything. It's always like when I'm driving.
Yeah, like, she said she could like start storms, and she also has supernatural abilities. Like she can do telekinesis and stuff like that. So what type of, like, I know you said you can talk telepathically with your daughter. Is there anything else that you would say?
I mean, like, honestly, like when I was a little kid, I had more powers, I guess, because, you know, my third eye was like, wasn't as calcified as it is now. But like, I try to test myself, like I go for a walk, like a 3 mile walk every day. And like, I'll try to test myself, like my neighbor's dog is like really like aggressive and like crazy. And like every day I'd walk past and I would like walk up to the fence and like just stare it in the eyes and just like send like positive vibes. And now the dog won't bark. It actually comes up and like wants me to pet it. It's weird. Yeah. And like, I mean, like,
and you're just focusing on it. Like, you know,
yeah, you just stare right in the eyes. Like you just, anybody, you even like people, like, you know, you want to put energy on people, you look them in the eyes and just focus your energy. Like, you know, say what you want inside your mind. And yeah, I'm not saying it's going to work right away, but over time, you know, it could work.
So how do you know that like your and your daughter speak telepathically? Like, what does that feel like?
Like I could like sense her voice in my head, like, or like when I like pick her up from her mom, And I pull up, and as soon as I walk, like before I even open up like the front door, she'll be like, "Oh, my dad's here." My dad, like, I didn't call her mom or anything. She's like, "Oh, my dad's here." I like run right to the door and like open it up. I'm like, "Oh, snap." Like, that's weird. You know, it's still not a proven science. I just like, that's like my belief at the moment.
Right, right. Yeah. I don't think that everything needs to be proven by science. Okay. So you can telepathically speak with your daughter. What other supernatural powers have you been able to harness? You know, you said you can send positive energy to the dog.
Yeah.
I think everyone can do things like that. You know, no one focuses on it. No one looks at it like that. But
yeah,
when you have that intention, that's why I think it's so important to bring awareness to this. And that's why when little things happen to me, like I stub my toe or something and I just feel myself getting so mad, I immediately just like transmute it. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
Grow up.
Like, I mean, like 2 months ago, like I had like something happened and I had to go to get my car out of a impound, you know, well, no fault of my own, but it was raining out and, you know, I had to go walk to the impound, which was like a mile away. It was like pouring rain. So I go outside and I just think, you know, no rain. I kept thinking in my head and then the rain disappeared until I got to my car. It was kind of weird.
Ooh, that's cool. See, that's kind of like what I was telling you about her, where how she storms and stuff. So,
yeah, I mean, I believe people have the ability to do that.
I agree. And like you said, once you have that decalcified pineal gland, you know, it's kind of strange to me how many people don't believe in that kind of stuff, but they'll believe in like a psychic or a medium or stuff like that.
I think a lot of them are frauds.
I agree, but I think that some of them aren't. You know?
Some of them are real.
And also, like, I think that we all have that power too. But then I also think that everyone's abilities are different also. Like, so say for me, like, I'm really good at numbers in my job, like on a 3D level, you know, I'm really good at numbers. I really like to fish, you know, and I'm better at certain stuff than like my friends, to someone who is an artist, for example, probably hates numbers. So I think that in that same way, with whatever supernatural abilities that humans can have, that some people are better at them than others. Does that make sense?
Yeah, there's like, I mean, there's different variations of everybody, like, you know. It's like, so like you get a little sliver of truth in everything. Like you know, like the animes, like Earth, Wind, Fire, you know, like everybody has like these different paths, you know, like there's a sliver of truth in all of that, in my opinion.
So how did you come to learn about what an indigo child is and how did that resonate with you?
Like it was by accident. It was literally by accident. I was online and like, I was like, this is like something told me in my mind, like, read that. So like, I read it. I'm like, holy shit, that's me. Like, you know, like my whole life, I was like thinking, I'm like, damn, I'm like strange. Like who the hell else is like me? Like, this doesn't make any sense. You know, like I have so many experiences. I could probably write a few books, like if I wanted to, and people would probably think they were science fiction. I'd probably be able to make a movie. Yeah.
So you said you have seen reptilians twice?
Yes. I mean, the first story I'm going to tell you, like, it's going to sound so far out, but like the ones that are so far out are, you know, are usually the truth. So like when I was a little kid, like the area where like I lived, there was like, you know, a lot of like Native Americans, like old, like it's a lot of woods, a lot of water, and what they say about woods and water is like it attracts supernatural things. And like I remember, like my dad would always make me go out and take the trash. Our backyard was like so super dark. So like I would go back there and it would always feel like something was like watching me. Like I would turn around, like something would like move like in the bushes or something like that, like it freaked me out. So like I did that, took the trash out, and then like I went up back up to my room. My TV was off and everything. I go in my room, you know, I'm playing. I think I was like 8 or 9. And the TV just like flicks on. And it's like these like two like reptile looking things, like on my TV screen, like just looked like it's almost like they were looking into like a security camera. They were like looking at me and like, you know, like pointing. I'm like, what the hell is this? Like, I tried to change the channel and it wouldn't change. So I unplugged the TV and the TV stayed on. And I was like, what the? I called my dad, like, whoa, I was like, yo, dad, like, what the hell is this? You know, and then as soon as like my dad ran upstairs, like it was like the TV went off. I was like, what the fuck? Yeah. And then like another time, like when I worked at the airport, it was like late at night. It was like 10 something. And like, there's like this long, like corridor, like an airport I worked at. And it was just me. And then like, there's like this really abnormally tall, like woman, like older woman, I guess like in her like 60s or like late 50s. And she just like looked at me and her like eyes, like started like almost like a lizard, like fluttering. And like, she looked at me and like, it's like her vibe was like disgusting. Like her energy was like so like nasty. I was like, there's no way she's a human being. And then like, I did research, you know, it like scared me. Like, I'm like, I was a grown man. I was like 24 years old. I was like, holy shit, this is nuts. And like, you can't tell that's like, you know, what am I going to go back to my supervisor? Like, yo, do you see that really tall lady? Her eyes were flickering. And she, it was like weird. It was like so weird. Like, and I was like, yeah, I'm going to go home. Like her energy, she like projected like this disgusting energy on me. And I was like freaked out, like a grown 6'3" man, totally freaked out. Like, you know, they project fear on people. And that's what like in research I've done, that's what I've heard.
So do you think that all reptilians are evil?
I believe there's probably some that aren't, but I think most are. Because, like, you know, if you look at, you know, like, any type of lizards, they're all cold-blooded, you know.
Cold-blooded.
Yeah, I mean, you know, snakes, lizards, you know, they're all pretty nasty.
I love lizards.
Personally. Yeah, I mean, lizards are cool.
Because I live in Florida, and... When I lived in Boston for 3 years, and when I moved, I missed two things. I missed lizards and thunderstorms, because we have like the best thunderstorms down here.
Oh yeah. I mean,
you live down here, Florida. So you know. Yeah.
I lived in Bradenton for like a year, and then I lived in Fort Lauderdale for a few years. It was pretty cool. I miss it. I miss the side. Like, I drove through a couple hurricanes, which was kind of cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When the way that hurricanes are, you know, when it happens on the news, it just seems so crazy and bad, and it is. I mean, like Katrina, for example, but most of the time it's just a party.
But for the energy from hurricanes is so intense, like, you could like feel it. It's like, holy shit,
like this motherfucking nature, welcome.
Yeah Like, you could, like, you know, like they say animals could sense stuff.
Yes,
humans can too, but
we are like animals. People,
yeah, we are.
But that's a lot the of difference people just like, you from know, us and reptilians.
Yeah, yeah. Like, there's like a lot in this world that people don't realize about. Like, there's a ton of things that, like, I remember a few years back. Like, they I did a lot of like alien research, and like they actually had like a whole. There's this guy, I forget what his name is, but he literally wrote like a whole like huge book on every alien species known to man. It would follow their full description, what they look like, where they're from, everything. And it was like on the dark web. I forget how the hell I got it, but I got it. And I like,
you
I
still read the have whole it? Thing.
No, I wish. I had a different phone back, and I had like one of those like Samsung Note 3s. I like tossed it.
I don't know how I feel about reptilians sometimes, because obviously they're mostly evil, but now my friend Chonky, she's like, they're not all evil.
I don't think they're all evil.
Well, they're probably hybrids of humans and reptilians, because the thing is that on a level where we're looking at it as we're animals, you know, they're reptiles. We're mammals, and we are just different. And maybe, you know, I just thought of this as I'm talking. You know how they always say like that they don't get pregnant, and that those they aren't their real kids. Like, what if they don't get pregnant because they can't get pregnant? Like, what if they're just like laying eggs somewhere?
Yeah.
So they have to pretend that
that's one thing I've, you know, I've never heard of their reproductive cycle. I've never, you know, nobody's ever written about that.
Well, only because reptiles have eggs. They lay eggs.
Yeah.
So it like, would make I mean, sense that they wouldn't get pregnant.
I feel like, you know, they probably have a higher version of reality than us, and they're able to cloak some of their, you know, their way of life from humans.
Right.
You know? Yeah. Like every other supernatural thing, you know.
So do you believe in simulation theory? Like, do you think that we are a simulation?
I mean, you know, I'm not going to say 100% yes or 100% no. I mean, it's a possibility. I mean, like after seeing Biden yesterday with the hand thing, like, I mean, that was kind of, you know, seemed like a simulation. Or like,
yeah,
he was walking to the helicopter and the blades weren't moving, but it sounded like they were on. I was like, what the heck?
It's so weird.
Yeah.
It makes me feel so weird inside when I start thinking about this kind of stuff. Because so I just started watching this documentary and I haven't finished it yet, but it's called A Glitch in the Matrix, and it's all about simulation theory. And there was a interview with Elon Musk, and he said there's a one in a billion chance that we are in the real, like, reality, like that this is the real reality. He said one in 1 billion. So those odds, I'm like, what the fuck am I supposed to do with
that? Yeah,
it's so strange.
I mean, Elon Musk is a weird character, but I think he's a good guy.
Really? I'm not sure. Have you seen his wife?
His wife is a little strange, I'll say that. But sometimes you gotta do strange things just to fit in and not like stand out.
Right.
It's like, you know, it's like a disguise. Like a
Satanist.
It's like, yeah, I mean, some people could. I mean, she might just be pretending. I mean, nobody really knows. Yeah, she's not my cup of tea. But you know, but maybe he's using her as like a camouflage, or like how like a gay guy uses a woman to pretend like he's straight. You know.
Yeah, who knows? I don't know.
Yeah.
Like I said, I'm along for the ride. I don't know what's real anymore.
Yeah. Like, I that's how I am. Like, I'm not like dead.
And
set
that's
on
why
my,
I
like,
laugh at everything, because what the fuck else are we supposed to do? And that, and
yeah,
to me, you know, talking about like energies and stuff, the same way that you like did that to the dog, that's how I approach my life and why I make memes instead of like pushing any other type of propaganda. Because if you truly believe that our universe, regardless if we're a simulation or not, is created, that we're energies, vibrations, and frequencies, and being positive is an actual energy that you can emit from yourself, it's so important to continue to be positive, even in this fucked up world. And when we talk about it being a spiritual war, the positivity is what's going to win it. Fuck all this, fuck all of the lower level 3D bullshit, you know, the propaganda, the politics, the religious shit, the race shit, COVID, fuck all that.
It's all bullshit just to keep people's minds, you know, in a trance.
Right.
You know, because like, I'm honestly, like, to tell you the truth, I'm not even really political like that.
Neither
but
am
like,
I.
You know, but it's like, you know, like you're saying, it's a spiritual war. But most people don't understand spiritual. When you say spiritual, they think of church, or they think of like some pagan like crystal thing, and you know, it's not. Which, that it's like, it's
a
higher
a
realm
thing, though, like not the pagan but like the crystals and the astrology, you know.
No,
they're
that's a good
so
thing.
Turned off by it. They refuse
it's real,
to see
though.
That it's a part of the puzzle.
It is.
They're
it's very
those are the most like, you know, they want to make fun of like the sheep and stuff all day, but like they also are, if you participate in dogmatic religion, to me.
Yeah. You know, some people, like, I know a couple people like that, you know, that follow me on Instagram and stuff that are red pill, but they're like so religious. Mm-hmm. And like, they were like posting stuff about like crystals or the diamonds of Satan. And I'm like, Like, dude, like, stop, you know, going to these like crazy churches and just open up your mind. Like, it's not, that's not what it is. Like, it's literally not what it is. Like, they let someone posted a video, and like they had like a horse and they put like a big piece of like Himalayan.
I was just about to tell you this story. Oh my
God. The horse is like totally in love. Like, for why would an animal feel like that over a crystal? Because they have power.
That's, yeah. This, yeah, she or he, whoever,
yeah,
was holding this crystal, and the horse came up to it and closed its eyes and nuzzled it. It was so cute. Yeah, yeah, I was just about to tell you that story, and then you said
the great minds think alike. Yeah. It's crazy. I seen that. I was like, man, I was like, I need to go buy a Himalayan quartz. I like, I go online. I was like, the cheapest one was like $400.
Really? Yeah.
So like, they sell a lot of fake stuff. Like, so I was like, let me, I want a big one. I looked, I was like, damn, I said, like, I don't have to wait for this stimulus check to come in and go buy one of these courses.
Have you ever heard of bismuth?
What is that?
It's a crystal as well. Well, it's man-made. No, it's not man-made, but it looks like it's man-made. Like, this is what it looks like.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that before. That's crazy.
Isn't that crazy? That. Like, that occurs
in
natural. Like, I'm pretty sure it's
natural. Yeah, that's nuts. I would love to have a piece like that.
Well, it's a chemical element.
Yeah.
But it, yeah, I don't know. I thought it was naturally occurring, and I think it is, but I'd have to do a little more reading on that. Anyways, I had a piece, and I would just stare at it. It looks like those things from a computer, like a motherboard. Is that kind of bismuth? If you want to look up a visual to any of the listeners, But yeah, it's really weird. Like, the whole religious line is kind of where I have a hard time connecting with people, because even some of my closest friends, like in my family, they're Christians, and I have nothing against it whatsoever. I think it's actually really important, because I think it gives people moral compasses and to give them peace. But if you do believe, and you are red-pilled, that we've been lied to our entire life and that history has been rewritten or erased or corrupted, why do you think they stopped there? That's what I don't understand.
There are so many things out there. Like this past year, like I just found, like, I'm 34 years old. I've never heard of Tartaria until I was 34. And I'm like, holy shit. Like, what have they been teaching us in school that I don't know about this?
What is that?
It's like, I think it was like in Europe or something. It's like country or like land where like they had like high, they had like technology almost like today almost. Like, they had like Tesla coils, like that, like it was like free energy and all. Like, I can't really explain. I'm not a pro.
It's a country though.
Supposedly, yeah. Tartaria, Tartaria.
The mystery of an empire lost. So you're saying that it's a lost civilization,
but it wasn't that far off ago. So from what they were saying, like 100, 200 years ago, like
until 1775.
Yeah. That's not that long ago.
No, it's not.
No. Yeah.
Tartaria is mostly unknown nowadays because its history makes the official history of our planet, which is full of lies, impossible.
Yep.
That's what it says. Okay, I can't wait to read into this. Thank you.
Yeah. And like that, they have another thing, like another conspiracy, like that goes along with the, like the mud flood, like how like you see like a lot of old pictures like of cities, like even like Boston, it'll be like the bottom of a building will have a bunch of like mud stains on it.
Uh-huh.
Like, yeah, I guess it goes along with Tartaria. I mean, I don't know too much about it. I read up on it briefly, but it's kind of interesting as well.
That's okay. I'm fine doing my own digging later.
Yeah. Well, you know, on the next podcast.
Maybe we'll have a Tartaria episode.
Yeah. I mean, we could do that.
I was going to ask you something. Oh, God, I happens. What were we talking about before Tartaria?
Interesting stuff.
Weird stuff.
Weird stuff.
Something weird.
Yeah.
Okay. So I actually really want to know about, you told me, I remember Oscar and I, we met recently and I forget what our first conversation was about. I think maybe you were just like, oh, I'm listening to your podcast or whatever. And then he started telling me your stories and I was like, whoa.
I was like,
when can you come on my podcast and stop telling me your stories because I want to hear them on the air.
True.
But you told me that you saw an Archon attacking someone on the side of the road in Sarasota.
Yeah.
So I need to hear this story.
Well, I mean, like, cause I would drive to work. It would be like, I had to be at work at like 5 a.m. at the Sarasota airport. So I was driving and like, there was like a car on the side of the road and it was like this like shadow figure, like attacking someone in the car. And I was like, what the, I was sitting there like, what the fuck is that? Like, and I could feel like total like bad energy. Like I like slowed up a little bit and like whatever it was, like, it
looked, so
like
they were in figure. The car next to you?
Yeah. No, okay. Like they, like I'm driving and they're like in the embankment, like on the other side. And like, it's like a shadow figure, like attacking the guy in the car. I was like, what the fuck?
No, but they were on the side of the road?
Not driving? Like on the opposite side. Not driving, like pulled over.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the shadow like figure was attacking him in the car.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. It was like they were standing next to the car, like through the window.
Okay.
And they're like, they look like almost like static, like, you know, like TV static. Whatever. Yeah. Like the Archon. They had like TV, it looked like TV static.
Okay.
But like a human form. Like they were like 7 foot tall. Like some. And then, like, I seen that, I was like, holy shit, I was, what the fuck is that? And I'm like, damn, Florida's crazy, because I just, like, recently moved up, and this state is nuts.
It's funny how we went to, like, the shit, fucking, you know, Florida man eats face in Miami, or whatever fucking bullshit that they always used to, lady rides alligator into the grocery store, like, all these random states.
Yeah.
Now we're literally, like, the crumb of the crumb.
Yeah,
I mean,
Florida has a huge like spiritual attraction.
And what makes you say that?
The energy, you could feel it. That's why everybody wants to be there. Everybody loves Florida to go there and like, wow, this place is great. You know, that's just my opinion.
A lot of people don't feel that way about Florida. They hate Florida.
I mean, because not everybody is able to read energies. You know, some people are better than others. Like I know every person that thinks like me likes Florida, whether they live there or not. Like, yeah, Florida's great. Like they have high energy down there. I'm like, yeah.
It's amazing. You know? I love it. Even when I left to just experience something different, you know, and I came back and I always knew I would come back, that when I left, I said, I will come back. I just need to see, experience other things. And I traveled the country for like 3 months and then literally just couch surfing and going from people's house where I knew all over the country, which I knew a lot in random places. So I was actually telling this story at a conference at work and I kept telling them the cities that I was going to or the places. And they were like, this sounds like the worst trip ever.
Yeah.
Because I was like, and then I went to Arkansas and then I went to Oklahoma and then I went to Michigan and they're like, what city in Michigan? And I was like, Grand Rapids or something. I don't even know. And they were like, what the fuck were you doing?
I think it's good to visit places and like to open up your mind. Cause like there's people like where I live in this part of the country, there's like, I know people that have never left Philadelphia. I know people that have never left Camden, New Jersey. I'm like, and they're grown. I'm like, how do you never leave the city you were born in? Like, what?
See,
I know people, there's like literally a mall, like right over the bridge in New Jersey called Cherry Hill Mall. And there's people in Philly who would rather go to another mall that's twice the time because they just don't want to go over a bridge. They're afraid to go to New Jersey.
That makes me want to puke.
Yeah, Like just to be stuck like an animal in a cage, like a shitty cage at that. Like Philadelphia is nothing, unless you're super rich. Philadelphia is a shithole. Or you like cheesesteaks. Yeah.
Okay. So you also told me a story about how you were, you tried to be kidnapped by dark spirits. And I was wondering how old you were when that happened.
I think I was like five. It was like when we first moved in a house in Jersey. Like our basement was weird. Like, you know, like my brothers were little, they were like toddlers. And like my mom, you know, was always taking care of them. Our basement, like when we moved in there, had like a library with a bunch of books on it that the previous person left. And I would go down there and I would just play. And like, I would see, you know, I guess it was like a little boy spirit or something like that. I'd just be playing and have like, oh yeah, my friend. And my mom like, oh, your friend, like, where'd he go? I'm like, oh, he disappeared behind the bookcase. I'm like, and my mom like, oh, all right, whatever, you know. And, you know, eventually, like one night, I guess like I sleptwalk and I went in the basement. And at the time, you know, I'm not tall enough to lock all three locks on the basement door. There's like a, you know, like the little switch lock, the little hoop lock, and like the doorknob lock. Yep. All three of them were, you know, put on. And all I remember is like waking up and I could feel all this like dark energy, like these, like I could hear like, you know, like spirits and stuff like talking to me, like pitch dark. And I could like feel them like trying to like pull me away. And I guess I just like yelled out like as loud.
You remember? Like, you have like that memory?
Yeah, like bits and like it came back over years. But like, I remember like my dad had to like break down the door and like I like ran out. Yeah. But like when I, you know, when I bring it up to my dad now.
What was the after effect of that at that time?
Well, like when I was younger, I was one of those kids who always had night terrors, like all the time.
That's so scary. And,
yeah.
And a then, night like, terror, you know, is when you wake up screaming, or how would you describe it?
It's like a nightmare, but like it felt real. Like, you like, I think I told you about something like about timeline shifts and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like when I was a little kid, there was a park by our house. And like there's like a little trail in the back of the park, and like I would go down there and there would be like this really, really big building. It almost looked like a small castle. And I would go over there and like just play outside, and then like I would go home, but like I would have these dreams at night like that I was in that castle, and there's like a woman chasing me, like a crazy woman, and like she would like bite my neck, and I would wake up like freak out. And come to find out that castle that I would go, or like building that I would go play and play around, was never there. Yeah. And like my little brother, like he'll vouch for it. He's like, yeah, man, you'd always wake up and talk about a woman biting your neck. And like, sometimes your neck would be kind of like red looking. Yeah.
So your brother is younger or older than you?
Younger.
Does he believe?
He's skeptical, but like, he doesn't totally like, you know, like talk shit like other people in my family.
Okay.
Yeah, like, you know, like our house, like, was like, I believe our house was haunted. Like, because there's times like I would go to bed and like the way my room was set up, the closet was like directly in front of my bed, and like the closet would be open like that. Stuff would walk out of it and shit. I'd be like petrified to go to sleep. I'd have to close the closet. Yeah.
It freaked me out when she walked out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because I was just getting this really scared feeling. Oh my God. I'm such a baby when it comes to stuff like this.
Yeah. Like I put it like this, like, you know how, like, you know, like little kids and stuff, like they got like the Halloween stores with the mask and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Like I was the only kid I know, because I guess all my experiences and stuff, I wouldn't even look at the Halloween store. I would be petrified. Like until I was like 12 years old. Yeah. Like my dad was like, dude, you're such a chicken. Like I remember like he took us to Disney World.
Bitch, you don't know what I've seen.
Yeah. Like they took me to, what was it? Disney World. And my dad's like, you're going to get on the Haunted Mansion ride. Well, I'm like, no, the hell I'm not. Like I went on that.
I've never liked that stuff. I like, they have like Halloween Horror Nights at Universal Studios.
Yeah.
And, I forget what they call the one in Busch Gardens, but I refuse to go there. I don't want to be fucking scared like that. And also, what does that do to your psyche? So like, when I first found out about all of the human trafficking and stuff, you know, and the relation to the elites, I was super into it, like psychopath looking it up, you know what I mean? And then I remember one night I was laying in my bed and I fell asleep, and I don't know if it's like sleep paralysis is what they call it. I think that's what it is. But I was laying there and I could not move, but I was awake and I saw all these spirits, like shadow figures around my bed.
Oh yeah. That's demons. They're archons. They were holding you down. Yeah. And but that's like, that, like I said, that's the whitewash. Like when I say sleep paralysis, that's like the way of saying whatever you're saying is bullshit.
Right. So it happened right when I found this out. So do you think it was like them being like, stop fucking looking this up type shit?
I mean, it's possible. In my life, I think I've been attacked by archons about like 1,000 times.
What is an archon? That's different than a reptilian, right?
Yeah, it's like a spirit realm creature. You know, it's another word for demon, basically. You know, like the one guy, I don't know if you follow him on Instagram, Night God. He posted videos of, you know, like 10 different things that'll happen. It might be a clue that you're being like attacked by demons and you don't know it. And like, I watched that video. I was like, I had like chills up my spine. I was like, holy shit. I was like, I got to turn this off.
Really?
Yeah.
You know. Don't send me that video specifically, but send me the account so maybe that I'll look for it one day when I'm feeling brave.
No, he's got a lot of great videos. Like, he posted a video about like how the Grand Canyon, there's a section of it that's like guarded where you can't go, and that supposedly there's like a Sphinx down there, and that like there's it's like another Sphinx. Egypt.
Okay, keep going. Wait, continue with your story.
Yeah, like supposedly there's like another Sphinx down there in the canyon, but like the government blocks it off so nobody knows. They don't want people to think that Egyptians or like the people who made the pyramids were in America, you know, because the narrative is totally screwed.
I mean, indigenous people in general, you know, I mean, okay, so Penny, again, that same lady with the mind control, I heard a couple of different interviews that she did talking about like national parks and shit and how they have specific energy as well. And that's why they're considered national parks, because like the government knows too, like, and they protect it essentially. And there also a lot of alien abductions happen there. So like, you're just like, imagine you're just out there in the wilderness, like no one around you. And then the way she describes it is when that happens, you go and live this entire lifetime as a slave or somewhere like in some other dimension. And then you just get returned back to your body. And like, you don't even remember that it happened. It's like a dream.
Yeah. Yep.
How strange.
I mean, this a lot of weird stuff. Like, there's people like, what movie was I watching? Dark Skies. I watched that the other day about like the alien abductions and stuff. And like the dude, the father, like you know, like his kids were getting like attacked by like little gray aliens or something. And he put all these cameras in the house. And every time he tried to record the aliens, like all the cameras would like get all you know, staticky. Yeah. So like, even if you wanted to, like, they're like, they make you seem crazy. They like, the aliens make you seem crazy, so nobody believes you, and you can't ever get proof of them because their energy, their psychic ability, could mess up cameras and stuff like so.
Well, you can't even record them. About the when you saw that shadow attacking,
it's
like the TV. So, what did you do in that moment?
I mean, I just like carried up and drove to work, but there's like one lady at my job. I could see her energy. Like I just like, you know, I just started working there like a week or two before. And there's like this, I forget her name, but like an older black lady. And she was like, she looked at me. She's like, you seen something crazy. I was like, yeah. She's like, you know, she's like, I'll believe what you say. I told her what happened, and she was like, holy shit. She's like, yeah, I've seen that before too. You know, she's like, there's a lot of demons and bad spirits around here. There's a lot of bad people that come down to Sarasota, a lot of billionaires and like weirdos that come down here, you know. And I was like, wow, that makes sense.
Wow. I mean, you know, that's like really close to me.
Yeah. Well, they had that one little island over there. It's not
Anna Maria Island.
Well, not that one. That's a good one. Well, there's Siesta Key, but there's like another key next door. There's like a whole bunch of like billionaires that live on it. Jerry Springer and all them, they all live over there.
I used to date someone who lived down there, and I probably know if you said
I think
it,
it's but... Longboat.
Longboat. Yeah, Longboat Key. Yep. I think that's exactly
where. Yeah, that's where like a lot of billionaires live. Like in those high rises and stuff.
Yeah, because he would always like he was always telling me like, oh, this person lives here, this person lives there.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
Well, that's probably part of it for sure.
Yeah.
And there's like some celebrities that live near me, but not a lot for some reason. Actually, yeah. Now that I'm thinking about it, there was like a baseball player that lived close to me, and he built like the biggest house ever. I know that. What was
Jeter?
No, he lives in Tampa. There was a, what was John Travolta's wife's name?
Kelly Preston.
Yeah. She had a house here. And then there was like, I forget the baseball player's name, but it wasn't Derek. He lives in Tampa.
Like all the millionaires live in Miami. All the billionaires live in Sarasota.
Right.
Yeah.
And it's better here. Fuck Miami.
Yeah, it's more. I mean, I like Miami to go party, but like to live there full time is like stressful.
I fucking hate Miami, dude. I hate it there. And I'm talking as a broke person because I went there for Ultra Music Festival, and I ordered like a Coors Light, and they're like $11, and I was like, I only ordered one, ma'am, and she was like $11. I was like,
Oh yeah,
and it was a dive bar.
Yeah, like I remember I went to
I
a
was
bar.
Pissed.
I think it's called Mangoes or something like that. Mangoes on South Beach, and this was like 4 years ago. I went there, and one Corona was $12. I was like, "Did that include tips?" She's like, "No." I'm like, "12." I was laughing. I was like, "This is the only drink I'm having here tonight."
Seriously. And I had a really actually weird thing happen there. Now that I'm thinking about it, like, have you done like your fair amount of drugs, or are you like?
I mean, I don't do weed. Weed makes me paranoid. Like totally.
I used
paranoid.
To smoke a lot. Like I love ganja tattooed on my lip.
Yeah. I mean, like if I'm in a safe
I don't smoke weed.
If I'm in a safe place with chilling in a house and someone like if I'm, someone offers me weed, I might do it. But if
I
I'm
actually
going
prefer
out
for edibles now. Well, if edibles, I was going to do weed.
And edibles got me in trouble. I took some before and I ate more than I should have. And I'm literally driving and I lose.
You need like
I
a
lost.
Bit.
Yeah, I lost feeling on my legs. I took 500 milligrams. And I'm driving.
Like I ate
and
the whole bag. The gummies tasted
okay. Yeah, like I got tunnel vision. It was like a pouring out rainstorm and like I had like jello legs. I'm like, holy shit. The hell am I doing?
Dude, don't eat edibles and drugs. Like I eat edibles sometimes, like when I come home drunk or something and I remember I have like some edibles, I'll start eating them. And then I'm like, I do the same thing. I'm like, these are so good. And I don't even feel them. And then I'll be like watching TV and it's almost like you're tripping at that point. Cause it's like,
whoa. Yeah, I mean, I think it would be cool if like you microdosed it, it'd probably be all right.
I that's what I normally do is I'll just eat like a gummy or even half a gummy or half a chocolate or whatever. And it just feels good. It's like a warm hug.
Yeah.
But, do you know what a whippet is?
Yeah. Like when you like, it's like sniff the gas out of like whipped cream.
You can do it out of like a whippet canister, but you can also do it out of like a nitrous tank.
I know someone that sells the balloons over here when you go to parties and stuff. They have the
okay
balloons
so
out.
You know exactly what I'm talking about. Okay, so like at music festivals they would always have that, and they used to always tell about this story about about this nitrous mafia that would like come in to like the music festival, coming in hot with a tank. They would administer it because they called it hippie crack, and then just disseminate, you know, like they're gone.
Yeah.
But I was always like, okay, yeah, you know, whatever. The reason why I believe that there's actually a nitrous mafia is because of Miami, because I was at Ultra Music Festival and I'm walking back to my hotel and I see all these people with fucking balloons in their hands. And I was like, what is going on over here? And there's cops to the right and to the left. And they're all just like, they can see what's happening. Like they knew what was happening. They could see it and they weren't doing a goddamn thing about it. They were paid off by the mafia. And it wasn't like a 5 minute thing. It was an hour at least of people walking around with balloons in their hands. Like, call me Mr. Balloon Hands. Have you ever seen that YouTube video? Where the guy's tripping on acid. Have you ever seen that?
Yeah, I think I've seen that before. It's me, like, all the psychedelic stuff, all that stuff like that, I can't do that. That'll trip me out. Like, I'll be totally tripped out.
Well, that's probably because you already, like, you don't need the assistance.
I'm already pretty cool before drugs, so.
I don't do any drugs anymore, but
yeah,
I have partaken, for sure.
Yeah, like I've partaken and stuff. I don't really, other than alcohol, I really don't like doing too much, but like occasionally, like if someone's like, oh, here, you want to try some Molly? Or, oh, here, you look like you're tired. Here,
alcohol is really bad for you.
I mean, well, not hard liquor. I don't even drink hard liquor anymore, like to be honest. I just drink beer.
But it's still alcohol, really bad for you.
Well, that's why they call it spirits. They call it spirits for a reason.
Yeah,
they call it open. Yeah, because it opens up your third eye to be taken over by a spirit or demon.
And it's true.
It is. I have plenty of stories where I've been taken over. Yeah.
Those are the stories I suppress. But we actually call that bitch Victoria. She's not welcome.
Yeah. Like I've done some pretty crazy stuff under, you know, taking a back seat in my own body.
It's sad. Yeah. And it's like, I forget this book I read recently. God, I wish I could remember the name, but it was all about alcohol. And it was about how, again, going back to everything that we talk about, and you can take this on any level, but we've also been propaganded against with alcohol. Oh, it's fun. Oh, you need a drink to do anything, to go to a game or to go to a concert. Here, alcohol, 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 alcohol. Look how we display it on the bar.
Yeah.
And then it literally is a killer. Yeah. It's a fucking killer. It kills you. That's all it does. It poisons you. It kills you. It makes you hate the way you act. You wake up feeling like shit.
Oh, you know? Yeah.
And here I am sitting here with a white cloth.
That next day would be I remember at one point in time, I was so bad with like alcohol and partying. Like I wouldn't even look at my phone the next day. I would just like leave it on my bed.
Shame I'd be over. Afraid.
Yeah, like it was like the shame phone. I'm like, oh my God, did I send that text message? Did I call that person? Like, holy shit.
More than the hangover is the shame over.
Yeah, the shame over is the worst.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I remember like one of my birthdays, like I totally like went like off the rails. Like I had a cousin of mine. It was like one of my cousin's birthday. We were in Atlantic City and someone laced my bottle of Grey Goose with Molly. Laced it with like 2 or 3 grams of Molly, poured it in like, it was like a gallon bottle. It was a big bottle. Mm-hmm. And I'm drinking it and stuff. And I'm in this club. It was like, I forget the name of the club. It was like the Golden Nugget Casino. I was in the club. We were in VIP and like, I guess the Molly kicked in. I was already drunk and I was like, I just went into like full fight mode. I started fighting people in VIPs and stuff. And I got chased by like 10 security guards. I jumped over the bar and went through the employee entrance and then walked all the way downstairs, ran on the beach and got chased by like 10 security guards for like 2 miles. And I woke up in a prickly bush on the beach.
You didn't wake up in jail? Good for you.
No. I woke up in a prickly bush and I walked into I guess it was like a parking garage in the Borgata Casino. And like some taxi driver was like, dude, are you all right? You look crazy. And I was like, dude, the Power Rangers were chasing me. I don't know what the hell happened. And he was like, do you have a phone? Do you have anybody that we could call? I was like, yeah, man, here's my phone. He's like, just call my cousin. I was like, call the first number that's on my call log. And he like called my cousin. My cousin's like, all right, we're gonna pay this guy to drop you off. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a pretty, yeah, that was like that totals like that story. I didn't live that down for like a couple years. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't drink liquor anymore at all. And I,
yeah,
I go through phases where I don't drink at all in general.
Yeah.
I feel that my best. I do my best. Yeah. I work out every day. I eat healthy. And then, I don't know why I keep doing it to myself because.
Yeah.
But
I mean, I drink a lot of kombucha.
I love kombucha too.
Yeah.
I do also like cleanses. Like I do fasting or I just recently did, not to be gross, but a colon cleanse and mixed like anti-parasitics. Because you have like parasites living in your intestines if you don't do anything about it.
I'm such a fat person. Like, I mean, I'm not fat physically, but like, mentally, I'm a fat person. I love to eat. It's hard for me to think like, hey, you know, maybe I should go on a fast. I could never go on a fast.
Oh, so like I do intermittent fasting where I only eat 8 hours a day anyways. So.
Oh, well, I mean, I could probably do that.
But I go do fastings too, where I like don't eat for 2 days or 3 days, 72 like hours.
Like a fast to me would be like not eating, you know, takeout food for like 2 weeks or something like that, and just eating out of the house.
Yeah, I literally don't eat anything for like 24 to 48 hours sometimes, most of the time. But I could
I'm
go
gonna
longer.
Try. I'm going to try and do it, but I'd probably be like, crying.
It's hard. But once you're past this hump, you're not hungry anymore.
Oh yeah. Like once you get over that, like that scare of doing it, I can see that.
I'm like the point of the conspiracy theorist where I think just everything is fucked. Like including, I mean, I don't think that we need to eat 3 meals a day. Like
we don't.
Yeah. So
honestly,
I
eat sparingly. Like I'll eat like, you know, like
you eat
six
when you're
little
hungry.
Meals. Yeah,
you
when I'm hungry.
And people eat so mindlessly and I don't know. We just put so much fucking shit in our
mouth. I hate like that thing where like, oh, you can't eat that food for breakfast. That's not breakfast food. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? Like I can eat whatever the hell I want when I want.
I'm an adult.
Like I honestly I like breakfast food a little bit, but I'm not a huge egg person or like scrambled eggs. I don't eat scrambled eggs.
I love not eggs. I love eggs.
To an extent.
Can I offer you a hard-boiled egg in this trying time?
Sure. I'll eat a hard-boiled egg. I gotta douse in hot sauce, but I'll take it.
My friends always used to make fun of me because I would always like come with hard-boiled eggs and they're like, oh, I also really love egg salad sandwiches a lot.
They're not bad. I mean, it needs hot sauce, so you gotta have hot sauce on it.
What's your ethnicity?
Puerto Rican.
100%.
Well, my mom was French and my dad's Puerto Rican.
Okay.
If you look at my license, like I got like the most hick Spanish name. It's like, oh yeah.
Well, if you were the flannel you're wearing right now, you just need to button the top and then leave the rest.
This is actually a jacket. This is like a jacket. It's got a zipper on it. I just try to fit in Jersey. They're like, yeah, he's a white guy. We're not gonna give him a ticket. We don't pull over our own. Yeah.
So,
like, I mean.
No, go ahead.
No, I bought things like that. The only bar over here that's like fully like, anti-mask and like no bullshit like the rest of the bars over here. Like, it's like one of like those like trucker, like hick, like white people bars. And I go there. So I was like, let me just get a flannel so I fit in. And I just kept it.
I love flannels.
Yeah, they're not bad.
Okay, so we're coming up on 2 hours here. I just always feel like I don't want to take up too much of people's times, but also like your girl needs to sleep sometimes. I actually overbooked myself for 4 episodes. I didn't mean to do that. So I started writing things down. I mean, it's a great concept. But yeah, like in a calendar.
Oh, before we get off.
No, I actually want. Well, I actually have one more thing to bring up. So
yeah,
you do yours first because I have mine written down, and then we'll talk about.
Yeah, that. Like your first podcast that I listened to was the lady that did like the Matrix and the Terminator. Well, like the people who did the Matrix, who like I guess made the movie, they're like the Wachowski siblings, like because they're females now. They also did a movie called Jupiter Ascending, but on the credits, they are the writer of the movie. But I've come to the belief that that movie is based off whistleblower testimony.
Whistleblower testimony of what?
Deep underground military bases. You know, like...
I've never seen the movie. I remember we were talking about that.
Yeah. It's like, you know, it's like how like aliens are really running our world. And like they have all these devices like to like make you not remember it, like just be like deja vu, like, oh my god, what
that's
happened?
A true fucking story. Like,
yeah,
the girl, and I keep bringing her up because Penny, you should listen to that one. It's really good. But she says like any movie, any documentary, everything that's out there is a real fucking thing and it exists. And like Men in Black, the Eraser. Like,
yeah, that's real.
That's a real thing that they do to people. So I need to watch this Jupiter Ascending. I need to.
Yeah, because the crazy thing about that movie, it would cost so much money to make. I think it was like almost $1 billion. Well, not a billion. It was like a few hundred million dollars to make that movie. And it got little to zero like airplay at the movie theater. And like you got hardly no commercials on TV. And I'm thinking like, why the hell would they spend all this money to make this movie and not advertise it? And not keep it in the movie theater for so long? Because, like, I believe, so, like, the deep state, like, pulled the plug on it. Like, yo, this is giving up too much secrets. You know, like, we got to pull this shit.
It's on Netflix?
Yeah, it's on Netflix now. And, like, they make it seem, like, the way they made it seem like almost like a, like, almost like a, like a, like a Star Wars, like, you know. They made it seem so far out that you'd be like, this can't be real. But if you,
they
like,
look,
if you, yeah, if you look at, the, like, the basis, like, you know, like, the basis of the movie, like, yo, this shit is fucking real.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm gonna watch that. I was telling you, I just watched Bliss. That was about simulation theory. I heard about that on My Maria. Yeah. She was giving a synopsis about that movie. And so I watched it.
Yeah.
I haven't really been into watching movies in general or TV. I've just been, I haven't been watching anything. Just my phone on my screen on my phone, which I think I need to start like unplugging a little bit, but the people need their memes. Okay.
Yeah. But what's your screen time? Do you get your screen time every week? It doesn't tell
Jesus
you.
Jesus Christ. I fucking hate when I don't know. I don't want to.
Mine. I think the highest mine was during like the whole like election thing. Like the highest my screen time was like 12 hours.
Mine was like, 11 and shit. I was like, that's just, disgusting. You were
I was like, I looked at it, I was like damn, I was like, do I ever put this thing down? I was like, shit.
So that movie Bliss, I was like researching it after, because when I used to watch a bunch of movies, one of my favorite pastimes was like going on Reddit and like seeing what people were saying about the movies that I liked, because there was one that for some reason just popped in my head. But have you ever seen Horse Girl on Netflix? It has the lady from Bridesmaids or whatever. She's like a comedian, and you probably haven't seen that either, but anyways,
I've seen Bridesmaids. I've seen that.
Okay, so you know the main lady who like bakes the cakes and stuff?
Yeah,
she's the actress that's in Horse Girl, and she is like this weirdo fucking bitch who lives with her roommate, and she sees, or it's something about aliens, I can't remember because it's been a while, but it ends up her in a fucking mental hospital again. And like it's the same way with Bliss. Like the normal people think that Bliss is about like a drug addict. No, dude, that's about simulation theory. And then this movie was like, oh no, she's just a fucking schizophrenic in a mental hospital. It's like, no, dude, she saw fucking aliens and everyone thinks she's crazy for it.
Yeah.
So it just, you know, it's like perception is everything. But the director of Bliss also was the director, writer, producer of my other favorite, like one of my favorite movies, I, Origin. Have you ever seen that by any chance?
I, Origin? It sounds familiar. I've watched so many movies. I may have watched it and just don't realize it.
So I've seen a lot of movies too, and I haven't met anyone who's watched this yet.
Yeah.
It's really, really good, and it's not going to pass your phone test, but you have to put the phone down.
You have to put the phone down.
It's like, because, yeah. But it's about this guy who's a biologist, and he takes pictures of people's eyes. And I don't want to give you a spoiler. Like, I don't want to give you a spoiler because I think that that's like.
Did it have Robin Williams in it?
No, it had no one famous. It's just not that type of movie. Like, I know that Bliss had Owen Wilson and Selma Hayek.
Yeah.
I think maybe he like crossed the thresholds. You know what I mean? But he had two other movies, and I haven't seen the other one yet, but I'm going to watch it now. But it's really good. It's about like reincarnation, essentially, is really what it's about. Yeah. And it's so good. Like at the end, I'm a really emotional person, but I don't cry at movies a lot but it made me cry in a good way. And it was just like this re-energizing, like, you know what I mean?
I mean, well, every movie has a sliver of truth to it. And absolutely. Yeah, but like, me,
what are your favorite movies?
Number one is probably Gladiator. That's probably like
really
movie. Yeah, like what that else? That movie's I like so many movies. Beetlejuice is a favorite. Edward Scissorhands.
Oh, I love Edward Scissorhands. I forgot that.
Yeah,
yes, I love
it. I just like the way like they did the neighborhood. It was like all like, you know, like it's like cookie almost like cutter. A Pleasantville, like cookie cutter, mm-hmm. And like he's like the one, he's like the strange person in town. Everything's like all like, you know, buttercup and roses. You know,
I do love that movie. You know,
yeah, it's like I just like the aesthetic of the movie, like the scenery. It's kind of neat. You know, because like living in Philly and then living in South Jersey, like you don't really see stuff like that. And you're like, holy shit, that's kind of cool. Even though it's everybody's the same, you're like, wow, that's kind of neat.
Very odd.
Yeah, it was odd, but it was like an appealing odd. It's hard to explain. Like I remember like watching it as a little kid. I'm like, wow, this is neat. Oh, I wish really? I lived in a neighborhood like that. Yeah.
No, I never got that. I was always like, ew.
Yeah, like the people were weird, but like.
But why do I resonate with the scissor hand man?
Yeah, like it was weird, but everybody had their own story. Every lady that he cut her hair, they all had their own like weird little story.
It was really good. It wasn't surface level. That's the thing, is I think the movies back in the day were always better. Like I love Terminator. I love Terminator.
Yeah, Terminator's great.
Because he was evil. Like I watched Terminator 2 so much, and then when I watched Terminator 1 as an adult, I was like, wait, what?
Yeah.
He's a bad guy?
It's weird because like after that podcast, I'm like, damn, that's a prequel to The Matrix. I was like, what?
Yeah.
Like, this, like, I gotta watch all this all over again. I was like, this doesn't. Like,
I what? Know. Same.
I was like, holy.
And then
shit.
Back to the Future, such a good movie.
Oh, I love Back to the Future too. Like the all three of them, they're all great movies.
I sometimes think it's like, do you think that they were always evil, or do you think that? And a lot of them are born into it, you know. It's just like,
yeah,
just such a mind fuck, you know.
Yeah.
Like, do you let your daughter watch Disney?
I let her watch stuff to a certain extent. You know, I let her be herself. Like,
is there anything like you won't let her watch on Disney specifically?
On Disney, I mean, like I got the app for her, and she really doesn't watch. She likes kids YouTube. I buy her all these TV things. She watches kids YouTube. I'm like, what the hell? Like, she's just like, her thing is like Paw Patrol and like Gabby's Dollhouse.
Have you heard of Momo?
Yeah, I've seen that. I was like, I haven't heard of anybody actually seeing that on YouTube.
But my friend is a pediatrician, and she had this kid admitted because he saw it and he had an anxiety attack.
Because they do it with like mind control. And it's like the person, whoever's doing it is like demented. Like they're possessed.
I can't. Like, I'm getting weird feelings again. I can't.
No, you're good. Just think positive. You'll be all right.
I'm just like, that freaks me out. And my ex used to always call me Momo, and he's like, you remind me of Momo. And I was like,
you don't look like her, so you're good.
I know, but and then I looked it up and I was like, what the fuck? But my ex was really demented. He's projection. Okay.
Yeah.
So that's what you wanted to bring up, that movie, Jupiter is Ascending. What I was gonna bring up was what you told me the other day about your family member being in the room or being a lawyer for Trump's trust thing.
Yeah. My sister's husband. He was like he's part of the, you know, the group of lawyers that was there to witness the signing of the will.
Basically, the signing of the will by Trump's father.
Yeah, like you're like he was like on his deathbed. He was signing it over so they could.
Well, see, okay, so I have a problem with that. Because I work in financial services, and someone that rich would not be signing it on their deathbed.
I don't think he was on his death. He was like sick. He was like, he knew he was going to die. Okay, or something.
So he was probably, because when you're rich, dude, you have this shit in place because you have people that think about that for you. So he probably had it. He got sick and he was probably making amendments to it. What does your brother-in-law do? Is he an attorney?
No, he's a screenwriter now.
He's a what?
He a screenwriter. He wrote.
So how did he get in the room? Like, I want to hear the story.
He was working for a law firm. I guess, like, I think he was in Columbia University in New York.
Okay, so it was a long time ago. Yeah, when it was
long time ago. He's like
obviously it was a long time ago.
Yeah. But he's a screenwriter now, and he wrote 51st Dates, and he wrote the movie Outsource.
Oh yeah, I remember you saying.
Yeah.
Okay, so
maybe
he was. Maybe that's how we got into screenwriting, kind of thing, because he was like, the right people.
I mean, like, you know, being a lawyer isn't for everybody. You got to be, and he's like a soft-spoken guy, so you know.
I always say that was like my missed calling.
Like, I mean, like me, like I could never be a lawyer. I'm just not like I'm more of a watcher. Like people see me, like I'll be at the bar. So I'm like, if I'm not drunk, they're like, damn, you're quiet. You like, you look like you could be a security guard. I'm
when
like,
is your birthday?
October 16th, National Boss Day. Yes, yes, a Libra. Okay.
So I'm like a Scorpio Sagittarius, which is like fire, like the most intense signs, like on the water.
Yeah.
So like,
the
Scorpio is possessive, intense, jealous, mysterious, sexual. Yeah. And then the Scorpio is like freedom loving, independent, like has no tact. So, you know, just whatever. And then I just feel like I'm like the worst and best of both. Like my personality conflicts with my own personality. Yeah. But there's this book of birthdays, and I'll send you your day after the call. But it says like the day of this, the day of that. So like my daughter's birthday, she's the day of popularity. And she's the most popular fucking baby. Like everyone is obsessed with her. And then there's me, the day of contentious conviviality, which means I love to argue with people. Like it's like my favorite fucking thing to do about life. Like, I don't want to argue with you about, you know, if hot sauce is good or not, but I want to argue with you about philosophy and religion.
Yeah.
Like it makes sense because it's like literally.
It does make sense.
If anyone's listening to this podcast, like,
like it's crazy because like I've never got that deep into birthdays, but I do know this. Like I know like my Chinese New Year like animal is a tiger.
Oh really? Then, like, I'm a snake.
For like my whole life, tiger has been like my favorite animal. Like I would always see it in my dreams. Like, it was like weird. Like I would like sense it. Like I'd get like, you know, like even if I got like really hype or like, you know, like had like a lot of adrenaline, like I would feel like a tiger in my chest.
I just feel like roaring right now.
Like I that's the thing about me. Like I'm pretty fearless when it comes to like intense situations and stuff. But like it's crazy because you could break down the Chinese New Year like 20 different ways. But like the two ways I do know, like I'm a fire tiger, a Libra fire tiger, if that makes any sense.
It makes sense. And there was another thing that my friend showed me. It was called the Law of Time. And let me just decode yours right now. When's your birthday?
October 16th, 1986.
Okay. So your birthday on the 13 moon calendar, you are the year of the red resonant moon. Your galactic signature. I dissolve in order to play. Releasing illusion. I seal the process of magic with the spectral tone of liberation. I am guided by my own power doubles. How do you feel about that?
Kind of makes sense, you know.
It resonates with you?
Yeah, because like there's two versions of me. Like there's a version that in the real world where like I don't really talk about who I really am. Then there's me on Instagram with my Instagram friends and, well, you know, obviously talking on your podcast where I'm myself and I don't,
right.
You know, I have no problem saying what I am or, you know, what I believe.
And I love that. I love that for you. That's is an outlet for you. Cause that's what it is for me.
Yes. But I mean, that makes total sense.
I seal the process of magic too. The fact that it says magic.
Yeah.
Because you are, I mean, and that's like what resonates with you. So yeah. just to give you an idea, which by the way, we have the same last one. That's the first thing I noticed. The person who told me about this actually has that same last one. Hi, Conrad, if you're listening. So mine I thought was interesting too. So I am the year of the yellow planetary seed. I don't know what this is yet. I just found out about this last night. I unify in order to survive, attracting instinct. I seal the store of life force with the magnetic tone of purpose. I'm guided by my own power doubled. So for me, it resonated because like I love fishing and I love hunting. Like I just killed a gator last year.
Nice.
I have a gator in my freezer that I fucking killed. And like, that was powerful for me. Like I love fishing too. And I just like, feel like I have this like instinctual nature because of my indigenous background. Yeah. And so it's just weird because it's like these words and it's almost like, I do believe that words are magic. Like, you know how people
they are.
Yeah. So like when I read these out loud and when I send them, I've been sending them to like my friends or my mom. I looked up my mom and my daughter and I'm just like, wow, you know, it's, and they're so different from each other and they just like have these different tones, but yeah.
Yeah.
I just love stuff like that. I just love the mystical, the mysterious, you know, part of this reality, regardless if it's a simulation, regardless if it's real, these clues and, you know, the crystals and all the mystical shit, like, and I do believe that Jesus Christ existed and is extremely important. Like, I think that he is a light being that was sent here to enlighten people the same way Buddha was.
Yeah.
So.
I definitely believe he was a real person, for sure. Mm-hmm.
Well, we've been at it now, and it's been fun. Yeah. This was actually really fun.
Yeah. I mean, time has been flying. It's been like, it's been over 2 hours now.
It's been about 2 hours, so is okay. Well, and shit, I forgot to do this at the beginning, but I'll put it in the episode notes. But thank you. First of all, thank you so much for coming on my show and telling your story.
Yeah, it's been dope. I mean, you know, this is the first podcast I've ever been on.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I love that. Okay. Well, I appreciate it so much. And it was, and we didn't talk that much before we decided to podcast together. I just, you know, I'm like, I don't think I'm, I don't not think that I am expanded in that way. I've always been good at reading energies.
Yeah. I mean, your energy is pretty good. No, you're fine. You're fine.
But I just like felt a good connection with you. And I was like, I just knew we were going to have a good episode, you know?
But yeah. No, I could sense it.
Yeah.
You got good energy. At first I was like, man, I thought I was going to be like a little nervous or whatever, but you know, kind of eased up.
I think I have this nurturing vibe, which.
No, you do.
Part of it too is like I never wanted babies ever. Like I never wanted a child. I always said I never wanted one. Even I was never like, oh, when I meet the right person, I was like, the right person won't want kids with me. And I have my daughter now, and I think that's part of my growth since I've had her. I've grown in so many ways. You know?
Oh yeah, I mean, kids will do that. I never planned on having my daughter, but like. I always knew I would have a kid, and like I always had premonitions. Like when I was like younger, and a little girl. I figured I'd have a daughter one day, and you know, I have one now.
Aww.
Yeah.
When I was pregnant, I was like, I don't give a fuck if it's a boy or a girl. I just want a healthy baby. And then when it was a girl, I was like, oh fucking thank God, you know. And I named her after my abuela, and my abuela, according to like my mediums and psychics that I talk to, is around me. So can you feel stuff like that?
Yeah, like I have spirit guides. You know, I can't.
Can you feel like mine, or can you only feel like yours?
I mean, it's hard because I'm not in the same room as you, but I could tell you have like a glow to you. Like, you know, there's something around you, you know, something good.
What color is it?
I mean, it's kind of like a brightness to yourself. You know, it's not necessarily a color. It's like a.
So maybe that's just me. Maybe it's not my grandma, but I do think she's here.
I mean, it could be. I mean, I believe my grandmother is a spirit guide, because I've done some crazy stuff, and like I'd, you know, been in the car, I fell asleep, and like something was driving my car that wasn't me. And right. I'd wake up at my destination. I'm like, how the hell did I get here? And like, it'd be weird if it was only one time, but it happened like 10 times.
So, I just, you know, when I get in my car, I just take a little nap because I know I'm fine.
Yeah, like that's how it was crazy. Like, I would always be like at Hollywood Casino and like in Fort Lauderdale. Like I would wake up at home. I'm like, how the hell I get here?
Yeah. That's amazing. I love that.
Yeah, it's kind of scary in a way, but like I'm like, damn, I got.
I'm not saying I love that you fall asleep in your car. I just love because I do believe that. I do. I mean, I got hit by a car on a motorcycle. I flew 50 feet.
Damn.
And I didn't break a bone, and I was wearing
shorts
and a tank top, and my tank top was made out of like a sheer material, and my tank top was completely intact, didn't have a tear in it.
Damn.
I didn't lose consciousness. Like, I didn't break a bone. I just had rashes like all over my legs. And I got literally less than 15 stitches on my knee. And then I had a severe hematoma on my leg. And from that moment on too, like my entire life changed. Like I was already who I am today, but I stopped associating with people who were in line with what I'm trying to do and accomplish. Even back then when I was like still super heavy into alcohol.
Yeah.
I still stopped associating with people who didn't appreciate what I brought to the table.
Oh yeah. Like, I mean, like in the past, like I have friends, like I'll still like, you know, like, hey, what's up? Like, you know, once I got out of like, you know, the bad situations that I was in, you know, doing certain, you know, things that I shouldn't be doing. You know, once the money stopped flowing in and the parties and the VIPs.
I'm picking up what you're putting down.
Yeah, like, you know, once all that stuff ended, you know, people started hitting you up, you right. know, and it's like, you know, I'm not, you know, I'm not your party maker. Like, you're either my friend or not. If you don't want to hang out with me now that I'm done funding the party, then, you know, right. you were never my friend in the first place. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, I mean,
this was amazing. This is I had a lot of fun, like I was saying. So let's just tell the listeners, you know, if they want to contact you, I think what you've said probably will resonate with more people than you know. So where can they find you?
I mean, I have two Instagrams. My main account is Oskeno Baby, OSKENOBABY. And my secondary account, which is kind of more like a red pill page, is the Lord of Delight, Lord_of_, you know, and so on and so forth, Lord of Delight 86. And you can find me, you can message me on either one, and I'll be, you know, more than happy to you know, talk to you if you have any issues or you need someone to talk to. I'll be there.
Awesome. Well, I think we'll definitely be doing a part two in the future. And
yeah, that'd be dope.
This was awesome. Your story is so interesting, and I can tell when people are full of shit and you are not. So regardless if people want to have their cognitive dissonance shades on,
crazy.
You're at the wrong motherfucking place.
Yeah. This past week I've been called a schizophrenic by my dad. So I got, trust me. I get it. I get it. I mean, right. I wear that as a, you know, as a badge of honor when people say stuff like that.
I just don't give a shit what anyone thinks. I've never and I never fucking will. So
yeah,